April 22nd. Vladimir Nabokov chased butterflies, not nymphets. On this day in 1899, the novelist Vladimir Nabokov was born. After an idyllic childhood in a leading St. Petersburg family, Nabokov's world was upended by the Russian Revolution in 1917. From then on, the family moved through Europe, staying in Germany, Britain, Czechoslovakia, and France, before fleeing to the USA when Hitler arrived. A man of many interests, he liked chess, tennis, boxing, and collecting butterflies. Nabokov was brought up multilingual. Russian, French, and English were his main languages. On the other hand, he never learned to drive a car, and he never lived in a house of his own. He spent the last 16 years of his life living with his family in the Montreux Palace Hotel in Switzerland. His writings in all three languages show his fascination with words and language skills. He wrote books on butterflies and chess, as well as novels. His most famous work is undoubtedly Lolita, the story of a grown man's highly unsuitable obsession with a 12-year-old girl, which he somehow manages to make into a witty and entertaining narrative. It has been said that his pursuit of the girl is an allegory for his quest for a very rare butterfly, which he spent an awful lot of time doing. Here is a poem by the German poet Heine. The butterfly long loved the beautiful rose and flirted around all day, while round him in turn, with her golden caress, soft fluttered the sun's warm ray. I know not now with whom the rose was in love, but I know that I love them all, the butterfly rose and the sun's bright ray, the star and the bird's sweet call. Today I will be grateful that I can identify with others. I will listen to their experiences, and I will share my own.